This is Kent Lindquist back with the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. And we're going to continue to highlight our spotlight artist of the week, Phil Woods. Plays primarily alto sax. You heard Phil on clarinet on a couple tracks in the first hour. We're going to continue with Phil Woods and his album, The Rev and I. And The Rev is the inimitable Johnny Griffin on tenor sax out of Chicago, DuSable High School graduate, went on the road with Lionel Lampton, and then broke off and recorded under his own name for many, many years, one of the brilliant tenor sax men of all time. And so he teamed up with Phil Woods on alto sax on this particular album. And this is a little thing that really was made famous by another alto tenor sax man out of Chicago, Gene Ammons. And it's an old, kind of an R&B thing that gives an updated jazz version of it, and it's called Red Top.
Thank you.
classic old blues, played all down through the years. Probably the first hit on that was probably Gene Ammons on tenor sax, but that was alto sax man of our featured artist of the week, Phil Woods, along with the great tenor sax man Johnny Griffin. Red Top was from an album by Phil Woods called The Rev and I, and I should note that there was a nice piano solo there by the inimitable Cedar Walton. We're going to turn now to something by bass man Charles Mingus. He always very creative composer and a leader of various quintets and sextets, septets, and the president, as he was called, of the tenor sax, always wore a pork pie hat. Many of you out there probably don't have a clue what a pork pie hat is, and I won't try to describe it, but it was kind of a cool-looking hat. And he wore it quite often, and after Lester Young died, Charles decided to dedicate a song to Lester Young called Goodbye Pork Pie Hat, and this is it. Thank you. was a soulful salute by bassist Charles Mingus, leading up his group, doing his own composition, which was dedicated to the passing of one of the geniuses of modern tenor sax, Lester Young, called Goodbye Pork Pie Hat. I'm going to go back to our featured artist of the week, Phil Woods, on alto sax. And actually, this is from an album called The American Songbook, Volume 2, the Phil Woods Quintet. And I'll recite the entire personnel because this is actually the working quintet that he had probably for 8-10 years. Besides Phil on alto sax, he had Bill Sharlop on piano, Brian Lynch on trumpet, Steve Gilmore on bass, and Bill Goodwin on drums. They worked together for many, many years. Here's there's a version of I Remember You. Thank you. great old standard. I remember you done up by our featured artist of the week, Phil Woods, on alto sax. That was his working quintet that he had for probably 8-10 years, a really solid organization. In particular, you notice besides Phil Woods there on alto sax, you had the trumpet man of Brian Lynch and the great piano work of Bill Charlap. I remember you. Now we're going to do something out of the George Gershwin songbook. And this is a fine rendition of Nice Work If You Can Get It by George and Ira Gershwin, by Stan Getz on tenor sax, Bob Booker on viol trombone.
Thank you.
Stan Getz on tenor sax, his soulmate, he worked with for many years, off and on valve trombone, Bob Brookmeyer, and that's a George and Ira Gershwin song, Nice Work If You Can Get It. And now back to our highlight artist of the week, Phil Woods on alto sax. This is from his album that was cut called An Affair to Remember. And here again we have his working group that he put together that was together, I guess, for 8 to 10 years. Again, Brian Lynch on trumpet, Jim McNeely on piano, Steve Gilmore on bass, Bob Goodwin on drums. This is the composition On Green Dolphin Street from the movie of the same name. And the music was written by Bronislaw Kaper. Let's listen to Green Dolphin Street.
Thank you.
Sonata, the classic composition written by Bronislaw Kaper, on Green Dolphin Street, which was the theme for that movie. And now we're going to turn to the piano work of the brilliant Andre Previn. And this is a Burke Van Heusen tune, It Could Happen to You. And backing up Andre Previn on piano is Red Mitchell on bass, Frankie Capp on drums. Thank you. The brilliant piano artistry of Andre Previn, backed up by Red Mitchell on bass, Frankie Capp on drums, It Could Happen to You. Okay, now we're going to turn to Music Du Bois. And this is from an album by Phil Woods that has Jackie Bayard on piano, Richard Davis on bass, Alan Dawson on drums, Samba Du Bois, and it's a little over 6 minutes, and it's a nice swinging samba. Let's listen to Phil Woods.
Thank you.
So Phil Wood's composition, our highlight artist of the week, called Sampa Du Bois. Of course, that was Phil on alto sax, backed up by Jackie Bayard on piano, Richard Davis on bass, Alan Dawson on drums. Well, you know, for the better part of the last 2 hours, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. We hope you've enjoyed the modern jazz sounds. And we're going to be back here every Sunday night from 8 to 10, so we hope you'll make it a habit of joining us. We're going to close the show out with our featured jazz artist of the week, Phil Woods, with his working group that included Brian Lynch on trumpet and Bill Charlap on piano. And this is I'll Take Romance.